I have returned to this beautiful, unique space of light where we have all gathered, but I have not come in the singularity which I came earlier. I come in the quadratic configuration of myself, Lord Michael, Lord Melchizedek, and Archangel Uriel. We are a collective stream of consciousness that you have been initiated into over the years of our presentations, and we are unique in those presentations as a collective consciousness of this council. So we are modeling to you your singularity and your collectiveness. So our intention today is to present to you some information about you as that individual. You are the soul. You are soul that has a body to experience life first in a third dimensional state, and then you were given the energetics and the teachings to raise that body into fifth dimensional state of consciousness and being. You must have a physical body that is in the fifth dimensional frequency range before you can retrieve the vast memory codes of who you are as soul spirit. You as soul are in possession of a body. Your soul is not in the quantum field. It is not above you. It is not in some vast realm above the body. You are the soul. Your body reverberates to you the wisdom that you have gained over many incarnations as soul. The unlocking of the time locks was the first step that you took in your evolution. The unlocking of these time locks helps you to clear the anomalies that previously were in your unconscious. And I know you have all experienced that. Sometimes it brought difficulty as these unconscious anomalies rose and you had to make adjustments or you had to clear them. Then we taught you to receive the energetic holographs of those seven light packets. Now we want to talk to you about what it takes to move into the pure state of consciousness of you as soul. The first three light packets and DNA strands changed the DNA makeup of the body to reflect the memory of your soul as of yourself as soul. Many of you have often voiced that you cannot access those memory codes. Once the time locks were unlocked, and once the light packets were engaged in your chakra system, that changed, not totally, but it will continue to change throughout this year, where those memory codes are very accessible to you. This memory is vital to you knowing that you possess great wisdom because of the many experiences that you have gained while in several different bodies. As soul, you create form within form because of the fourth, fifth, and sixth DNA strands that affect the physical body through the upgraded energetics of the light packets that alter the memory and the function of your body, physically as well as consciously. Take a deep breath. We have just imparted to you a great deal of information and energetics. Another deep breath. Present and aware. This year's processes will engage you on many levels. You will be asked to review the current session often and integrate the massive energetic holographs. You will be asked to review certain previous sessions and bring them into the present moment. This prepares you to set an energetic foundation to receive the new teaching and the upgraded energetics. We must encourage you to continually monitor your light frequency. Is it stable and consistent in all areas of your life experience? Eliminate any numerical reference point that you have had previously to your light frequency, because this is limiting in itself. It was needed in previous teachings to bring you to this specific point in your consciousness. We suggest that you just pay attention to how brilliant your field of light is becoming. Notice when it falls in its brilliance at any given moment, so you can correct the way that you react to certain experiences. Do not be concerned with numbers. They are very limiting. And this limitation puts your practice of increasing your light quotient into a numerical sequence. You are an unlimited, powerful creator of light. You will soon see that your light quotient increases in its brilliance. That is all that's required to move you into these more refined states of consciousness. A deep breath. We would like to encourage you to create a personal declaration Use Kutumi's prayer often. And when you create your personal declaration, always start with I and speak it aloud. This puts each declaration into the sound currents. The individual declaration is equally as important as the original Kutumi's prayer. It's your personal declaration of who you know yourself to be at this present time. When you voice it, many things are activated, such as your individual color and sound codes that are continually being upgraded to reflect your prime directive and purpose in this lifetime. Your personal declaration further activates memory codes that are now available to you. Your declaration specifically declares that you now remember yourself as soul. Things that you might want to include were given as an example in the final session of level 2. You can use it as it is, or make your own personal declaration that pertains to you as soul in a physical body. You are a powerful creator. We cannot say this often enough. So you can create this declaration. Before we meet again, review the first, second, third, and fourth light packets, and the corresponding DNA strands. This will prepare you conceptually and energetically to receive the new master energetics that seat for eternity your knowing, your knowledge, and your state of consciousness as soul. So each of these sessions are very important sessions, and you will be required to spend more time contemplating, reviewing, accepting, integrating the session. And then perhaps be guided, we will guide you, to do a specific review so that as we come into the teaching, you are prepared. We will no longer have reviews of what went before. You must prepare for this in advance and bring those energetics and those light frequencies into your soul, into your body. This session has been extensive on so many levels. Review each key point. Make a list of what you are required to do to use what has been given and do the preparations that are necessary for you to prepare for the next session. Take a moment to absorb what I have just said to you. Take a breath. Be present in the moment and allow yourself to absorb what I have presented to you at this moment. Elena?